Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting third, the first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting seventh, the catcher, Earl Averill. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Shaw. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting second, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third, the right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh, the catcher, Danny Kravitz. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn fields the ball and throws to Herbert covering. Safe. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Kravitz and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers takes first base on ball four. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Del Singh chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Hamlin. Hamlin fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Hamlin. Aparicio scores. Sievers goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers fields the ball and throws to Shaw covering. Safe. Snyder moves to third. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Del Singh reaches second base with a double. Snyder scores. Seaborn goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Athletics. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Singh scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Dick Donovan now pitching. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Kravitz reaches second base with a double. Carey moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is walked intentionally. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Carey scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Athletics. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Hamlin reaches second base with a double. Kravitz scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Athletics. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hamlin moves to third. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tuttle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Dick Donovan. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin misplays the ball. That's an error on Hamlin. Landis moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Garcia now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder is called out on strikes. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Del Singh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seaborn moves to third. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Kravitz settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Kravitz. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 7-4, Athletics. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-1 in the game. Freeze hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kravitz for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Herbert bunts towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Goodman covering, for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hamlin hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to second. One out. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaborn hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Minoso hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Delsing for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kravitz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carey moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Carey scores. Two outs. It's 8-4, Athletics. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Herbert hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-2 in the game. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Landis reaches second base with a double. Averill moves to third. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Turk Laun. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, Athletics. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Bauman now pitching. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hamlin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Averill and he is safe. Snyder steals second. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaborn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sievers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Del Singh. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Goodman moves to third. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Goodman scores. One out. It's 8-6, Athletics. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sievers moves to third. Two outs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-3 in the game. Freeze hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Del Singh. Freeze reaches second base with a double. Sievers scores. It's 8-7, Athletics. Bob Davis now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Freeze is attempting to get to home. There's the throw to Davis and Freeze is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carey strikes out. Two outs. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kravitz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Landis bunts towards first. Seaborn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Averill moves to second. One out. Nellie Fox pinch hits for Frank Bauman. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. One out. Bob Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hamlin hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Thornberry now playing first base. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a line drive towards the mound. Davis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Sievers hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sievers for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Smith strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.